For most of us, our memories of libraries conjure up a very specific image, an endless row of tall shelves lined with books. But that may not always be the case. So far, the libraries of the 21st century do still rely on physical books, but they've also incorporated a lot of new media and tech applications to make themselves more relevant and accessible to today's users. Next, Robert Rappaport talks to some librarians to find out what's already changed and about what they see for the future.
Today's library isn't what it used to be. While parents still can take their young children to read or check out books, the method of delivery is changing at a rapid pace, especially for adults who just want to read but don't want to make a trek to a library branch. Online operations of libraries have been growing over the past several years, and the Pima County Public Library System even has a dedicated name for its online services, the Virtual Library. Jen Maney is the manager of the 5.5-person operation, which includes the website, catalog, databases, and internal sites.
Over the years, what libraries have done is, let's say you've got a big, huge reference collection 10 years ago. Your reference collection is probably half the size, maybe even less than it was 10 years ago, because you can get that digitally. And instead of buying, we have 27 branches, 27 sets of an encyclopedia, we can buy the encyclopedia online and everyone can access it from the computer.
Maney says another advantage to an online collection is that the library doesn't have to spend time repairing or replacing books.
None of the books fall apart. I mean, that's a good thing. We don't lose any of the journals in the magazines or the newspapers. And we can have access to things we couldn't have necessarily.
The library also has been advancing technology to allow owners of increasingly popular e-readers and smartphones to check out books without leaving their homes.
We support Android operating systems, so all those tablets with Android, BlackBerry operating system, all of those, iOS, so the iPad, the iPhone, all of those, and then some of the tablets, or some of the e-readers, like the Sony e-reader, the Nook. The real common ones, the Kobo, there's actually one called the Pan Digital, which is one is an e-reader, one is a tablet. They have two models out there. We support both. There's a list on our website on the Overdrive page of all the supported devices. So the best thing for a customer to do is go look at that list and make sure they get one that's supported.
One of the big things coming very soon to the library is support of the Amazon Kindle, as Amazon finally has agreed to make its collection available to libraries. Virtual library manager Jen Maney says while that's a great thing, she is expecting massive hold times and glitches along the way.
It's been a long time coming, but it should be, they're saying, by the end of the year. We're actually hoping for a little earlier than that. And then we're going to have an explosion of customers using our e-books, and we're not going to have enough to meet the demand. But we put more money each year into e-books because we realize that's what people are demanding from us. Yeah.
One of the problems Maney foresees is that people may not understand that e-books are licensed like paper books. One license, one copy. So there won't be an endless supply of popular books. Even with the explosion of digital books, journals, and magazines, Maney says she doesn't expect paper items to go away anytime soon.
You know, I'm not of the opinion that it'll be 3 years before everything's digital. I think we're going to have a generation of transition here because people still like to read paper. So we still get consumer reports in paper. We're not going to, and we get it online. So we're not trying to replace everything we get in paper with things we get online. But eventually, I mean, you know, maybe a generation down the line, everything might be digital. I mean, when publishers realize how expensive it is to print all that stuff.
Now here's the point where the disagreement begins, even among the virtual library staff. To counter Maney's argument that paper will be around for a long time is Sean Flecken, Pima County Public Library's electronic resources librarian. He says the paper collection already is starting to disappear, and it won't be long before much of it is gone.
I will start with magazines and journals as it already has. Popular fiction will probably follow. Actually, I suppose academic nonfiction will probably be the next big thing to go, followed by the popular titles.
Flecken says the delicate balance right now is finding the sweet spot in the digital divide.
Some people think of the library almost exclusively digital. They use the digital books, they do their research on databases, and they would just as soon not come into a building. However, there are many who do come into the buildings, and every day we're telling people, did you know you can find this online from home without having to come down here? Here's how you do it. And that's a lot of the training that we do. So it's a mix.
Flecken says the online collection at the library includes tens of thousands of journals and more than 10,000 digital books, a number that is growing fast, but still lagging far behind the more than 600,000 paper books in circulation. He says online circulation has doubled each year since 2005, with about 43,000 items checked out since January, far eclipsing last year's 34,000 items for the entire year. Does that mean fewer physical spaces down the road? Flecken says yes, but virtual library manager Jen Maney says no, while conceding the use of the spaces may change, with more of a focus on the library being a community center. Circulation aside, the Pima County Public Library also was at the forefront of social media, with a librarian dedicated to just that task. She is Lisa Bunker, who helps maintain the library's presence on Facebook and Twitter.
Every day I have conversations with people and have a chance to tell stories about the library and what we do using our own voice. Every day there's something that I share with my coworkers, people telling me what a great time they had in story time, or how much they love a new service, or that kind of thing. Of course, they're complaining too, and that's important to listen and be out there when people don't have an optimal experience coming into the library or are confused about something that just doesn't seem right.
As technology advances, Bunker says library jobs are changing.
We're looking now for people who take good photographs, who can do videotaping and video editing, and because this is one of the ways we're telling the library's story now. So this is something that's kind of changing, adding more jobs to what the library's already doing.
You can find links to the library's social media sites at the bottom of its website, library.pima.gov. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Robert Rappaport.